At the Southwest substation in Fort Worth, the stream of early voters is steady. This is the busiest polling place in the county, with Democrats and Republicans passionate about electing their own.
I think we're spending way too much money right now on education. They think that all they'd have to do is throw more money at everything and it's going to make it. That is not going to help it.
Elaine Falk says she's voting Republican for a lot of reasons, including her hope that the party will take back the Senate District 10 seat they lost in 2008 when Democrat Wendy Davis was elected.
I voted for a Democratic candidate.
Lynn Guy feels just as strongly that Democrats need to hang on to the seat. Her biggest concerns?
Public education and sufficiently funding public education. Also, expansion of Medicaid and affordable health care to every citizen in Texas.
Now, here's what makes this race so important. It's a Senate rule that currently allows Democrats, the minority party, to keep legislation from being voted on. TCU professor Jim Riddlesberger says the Democrats could lose that option if they lose this seat.
It potentially is the district that gives the Republicans two-thirds of the Texas Senate. And in the Texas Senate, if you have two-thirds votes, you can make sure that you get anything up for vote. Whereas if the Democrats have 11 votes, they can prevent items from coming to the floor.
Senate District 10 stretches from South Lake and Colleyville in the north through downtown Fort Worth to Mansfield and Crowley in the south. It includes parts of Arlington. Republicans slightly outnumber Democrats, though Riddlesberger says 24% of the voters are Hispanic and 18% are African American.
It's got most of the minority population of Tarrant County in it. On the other hand, it also contains quite a bit of Republican territory. A lot of white-collar Republican professionals that are Tea Party-leaning also live in that district.
Riddlesberger says Davis was able to eke out 51% of the vote 2 years ago because she'd served on the city council and was well known. He believes it will be tougher for Democrats to overcome the numbers this time, but two vying for their party's nomination believe they can hold the seat. Energy executive Mike Martinez says he'll do it in part by attracting new Hispanic voters.
We have 63,000 Hispanic voters in the district. Only about 10 to 15% usually come out and vote in November. So that's a lot of votes being left on the table that I can appeal to. Those individual voters can finally look at a candidate and say, you know what, I can relate to him.
Neighborhood Association leader Libby Willis says she appeals to women from all political parties.
They care about public education, they care about good paying jobs for themselves and for their daughters, and they care about how their parents and their aunts and uncles, when they get to be older, are going to be taken care of. Those are all women's issues because we're the ones who are seeming to deal with all of those all the time.
The five-way race for the Republican nomination includes Mark Shelton, the pediatrician who lost to Davis the last time, Colleyville chiropractor John Schweitzer, former Colleyville council member Mark Skinner, and Arlington School Board trustee Tony Pompa. The fifth is Tea Party activist Connie Burton of Colleyville. She's expected to make it into a runoff with one of the others.
This district was won by Romney and Ted Cruz, and then Wendy Davis won. The grassroots, they're out in the polling locations, they're out putting up signs, they're doing social media for us, then they're ready to take this to victory and then push us on to a victory in November.
2 years ago, Davis and Shelton together spent almost $6 million making it one of the most expensive legislative races in Texas history. Riddlesberger expects money to pour into the district again as soon as the lobbyists and special interests find out which nominees will be facing off in the fall. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.